Let's head to Montreal now, catch up with our good buddy Pat Hickey from the Montreal Gazette. What was your reaction to the trade, Pat?
Well, I don't like it as much as a lot of people in Montreal seem to like it. I hope that 3 years from now we're not going to be looking at this team and saying, boy, this team would have been really great if we had Ryan McDonough, PK Subban, and Mikhail Sergachev on defense. As recently as 2 days ago, I was told that Sergachev was a top pair defenseman, that he was, this awesome player that, you just don't find every day, and now he's gone for a guy that, he may have lots of potential, but, 21 goals, that doesn't excite me.
So,
Walt Byron had 22 goals.
What changed then, Pat? What is it about Drouin that you think got Bergevin to say, now I will trade Sergachev?
Well, I can only assume that there are some other deals coming down the pipe, but I just don't understand what it could be. I think you just mentioned it. Sergachev was their big chip. He's a guy that, had some serious value. If, for example, you were going to say John Tavares was available, Sergachev, might have been a chip there. But I just don't. I don't see it again. There's no help on at center ice. I've heard people in the last little while talk about Drouin makes players around him better. Really, I just don't see it.
Well, for years we talked about in Toronto here since Sundin left. You got to get a number one centerman. It's like, are they going to bring? Like, are they in the? In a phase now where we were talking back in the day, maybe they can kick tires on Eric Staal, who was kind of at the back end of his career. Like, who could you possibly see out there to fill the center ice void? Because they desperately need help there.
Well, they desperately need help, and I don't think they've helped their their salary cap position. You're in a situation where, if for example, you have to bring in another defenseman. And if you want somebody, fairly good, you're going to have to pay $2.5-3 million. You're still looking for a center. There's just a lot of holes. As I say, unless there's some sort of deal, maybe Galchenyuk's in play. Right now, you've got three left wingers. You've got Pacioretty, Drouin, and Galchenyuk. Who plays where? Whether they, Galchenyuk goes back to the trying to pretend to be a center, but we've had, Claude Julien hasn't shown any more interest in having him at center than Michel Therrien did. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out. As I said, I think there's other moves coming down the pipe, but I don't know what they are.
With Pat Hickey from the Montreal Gazette, big news a couple of hours ago breaking that the Habs have acquired Jonathan Drouin and a conditional pick for Mikhail Sergachev and a conditional pick, essentially player for player. The other picks, none of them are first-rounders. How much of the French-Canadian factor comes into this in terms of getting back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, Bergevin being willing to all of a sudden move Sergachev for a winger? Do you think the French-Canadian angle maybe factors in here?
I think the French-Canadian angle definitely figures in. I don't think it was the deciding factor in it, but I think it's a plus. Now, Alan Walsh earlier talking about how this was, he talked to Jonathan Drouin and said this fulfills a childhood dream. Well, I've heard that from other French-Canadian players. I'm just wondering whether this 22-year-old kid is going to get here and find out how much pressure there is on a French-Canadian player and what happens when he goes 7 or 8 games without a goal. And, there's just, I've heard, guys like Vinny Danfous and Stéphane Richer and guys like that talking about how great it is to play in Montreal. And, there's been a lot of guys who, have ended up being very unhappy about being here.
Another angle to this is how it affects the other players and the money that has to circulate. We all expect Carey Price to sign a deal at some point this July. We would expect that price tag would probably start at $9 million, maybe more than that. But that's an obvious. This trade won't affect that. They'll find the money for Price. But how might Drouin coming aboard and him getting a long-term deal at maybe significant dollars affect Radulov and Galchenyuk and whether or not they're going to get paid or how much they could get paid?
How about Max Pacioretty?
Or Pacioretty.
I mean, Pacioretty, who is now underpaid, he's going to want to catch up. He's going to want some money. Radulov, I don't know where that fits in. I've assumed all along that they're going to sign Radulov and that they're just waiting until the expansion draft comes and goes, and they can make a nice deal there. But again, we don't know. You know, if somebody comes along and offers them a lot more money than the Canadians are willing or able to pay them. You know, as these salaries start creeping up, the interesting thing, you know, if they had Sergachev, they would have paid him $1 million over the next 3 years. Well, you know, they're going to have to pay Drouin a lot more money than that. And they've only got about $22 million to play with, and they've got to sign, presumably Radulov, and down the line you have to wonder what the price contract is going to be.
Man, to be young and talented. I mean, this kid, he sat out for a while, he gets injured, and it's all promise, and it's just, what can he do in the future? And he's probably going to sign for $5.5, $6 million. It's crazy.
You know, it doesn't make an awful lot of sense to me. I mean, you know, as no. I say, you know, I think this, you know, here's a guy whose potential promise, yes, it's there. But 21 goals, 53 points, that doesn't blow me away.
Well, he's no Nylander, Pat. That's just a fact.
Yeah, the contract that really struck me today was Charles Hudon signed a two-year one-way contract.
Right.
The guy's played 8 games in the NHL. He wasn't good enough to play with this team a couple of years, and now they give him a one-way contract. You know, the guy had no bargaining power. I don't see why it had to be a one-way, but it's not my money. It's not Mark Bergevin's either.
Yeah,
speaking
no
of Bergevin, where do you think the pulse on the city is at with him? I like the guy. I think he's smart, but just with Subban going and just this trade, where do you think they're at with him?
I think there were a lot of people who thought that his job was in jeopardy if, you know, depending on what they did this year. And a lot of people last year thought that they get rid of the wrong guy when they let Therrien go. I'm a big Bergeron fan. You know, I think that he had a vision, but I think he strayed from the vision. I mean, you know, we were told that Sergachev, you know, as recently as a couple of months ago, that Sergachev was basically an untouchable. They weren't going to trade him. And again, as I say, if you got John Tavares, fine. If they got Steven Stamkos, if they got a first line center, and you gave him Sergachev and threw in, a Nathan Beaulieu or someone like that, then I can see it happening. But I just don't see they still have that problem at center. If they have to go with, for example, Galchenyuk probably will have to go back to center now. You got Philip Deneau. You got Thomas Plekanec, who might be going to Vegas. I think the Canes would be very happy if he went to Vegas. That would certainly solve some of their salary cap problems if they could, get that deal done. But, it'll be interesting to see how this goes forward.
Always appreciate the time and the insight. Thank you for this, Pat.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.